This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing in Meseches Nedarim, Daf HaShavua, Daf Samach Ches Amar Aleph. And the Gemara was discussing, how do we know that a father and a husband are matter the Nedarim of a Nara Hamurasa? So the Gemara brought the opinion of Rabbah, either from V'imhayoy Siya Le'ish or Havaya Kedushin Mashma. The Gemara brought different sources in Rabbah that a Nar Hamurasa, both the father and the husband, are Matar Her Nadarim. Now we're going to bring another source. This is a source of Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. They taught in the house of Rabbi Yishmael. Bein ish l'ishtai, bein av levitai. The pasuk says, Ela hachukim, asher tziva Hashem, es Moshe, bein ish l'ishtai, bein av levitai, bein ureha. And it's saying, bein ureha, when she's a nara, hamurasa, is ish and av. The two of them together are matar her nedarim. From here we learn, Anamurasa, her father and her husband, are made for her nedarim. Says the Ran, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Bein Ish L'Ishtai, Bein Av L'Bitai, Mikan L'Nara Hamurasa, Shaviyo Bal Mafir Nedareha, Demash Malay, De Benara Hamurasa, I read Smash, we're talking about Anara Murasa, Midachsiv Bahu Kra. The fact that it says in the Pasuk, Bein Ureha Bei Saviha, in her youth, in her father's house, umidasamach av lebitai, the fact that it juxtaposes the father to the daughter, bahadeish, together with the man, so it juxtaposes av lebitai with ish veishtai, that implies both the father and the husband, masha da avu baal mafir nidarao. So this is a different lima than Rabbah. Rabbah learns it from Havaya Kedushin Mashma, that we're talking about Nara Hamurasa and the father and the husband. And this is a different lima. This is the lima of the Bei Rabbi Shmuel. They learn it from Bein Ish L'Ishtai Bein Av L'Bitai. The Gemara says, Ulatanet Bei Rabbi Shmuel V'im Hayoi Siya L'Ish Mai Avidlei. What is the Tanad Bei Rabbi Shmuel? What is the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel? What do they do with the Pasuk? And if she'll be married to a man, well, that's where Rabbah learns it out, that a father and a husband are made for the Nedarim of father and husband are made for the Nedarim of Anar Murasa. So Gemara says, Mukumla Le'idach de Rabbah. They learn out the other din of Rabbah. What's the other din of Rabbah? That Rabbah learns out a second halacha. Vem Hayoy Siya Le'ish teaches that we're talking about somebody who did Kedushin two times. So she did Erisin, and she was, her husband either died, or the husband gave her a get, and then she did Erisin again. And the fact that it says Kedushin twice would compare the two Kedushin. Just like the father was able to be made for her Nadarm before the first Kedushin, so too, even though she already had a Kedushin, she reverts back to her father's house, and the father could continue to be made for her nedarim. So that's what the Bei Rabbi Shmuel would learn out from this din of Rabbah, the Im Hayosiyah Le'ish. Look in the Ran. Ulatan the Bei Shmuel Im Hayosiyah Le'ish Mayavad. Le Mukum Le Lekidach the Rabbah, the Amr Lekamon, Makish Koid Me Havaya Shnia, Lekoid Me Havaya Rishaina. It compares before her second marriage to before her first marriage. For Rabbanan Sfirulhu, the Rabbanan hold, De Tarti Shmamina, we learn out two things. Ikar Kra Lenara Hamurasa, the main pasuk is for Nara Hamurasa, De Avio Ubala Mefira Nidara, that her father and her husband are made for her Nidarim. Utrain Havayos Akushi Shnila Rishana, the two Havayos are to compare the second one to the first one. So now, the Gemara asks, so what does Rabbah do with source of the Bei Rabbi Shmuel. V'rabba, hi, the Tani Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, my Avilei. What do they learn with the Pasuk, Bein Ishle Ishte, Bein Av Labitoi? Says the Gemara, Mi Boi Lei Lomer, Shahabal Mefer Nadarim, Shabeinu Elabeina. They learn out a different halacha. They learn out that a husband could be Mefer the Nadarim that are between him and her. That's what we learn out from here. What does that mean? It says v'chol neder v'chol shvua la'anois nafesh isha yikimenu v'isha yifirenu. So that's saying that the husband could be mefer if it's something that causes suffering. Let's say she makes a neder, she's not going to partake of nourishment. So, Rabba learns from there that they could all he could also be made for nedarim that affect their relationship with each other. Look in the Ran. V'Rabba hada tan be Rishmal my avidle, kolay mer kra de darsh mine tan be Rishmal. The Tana Dine that he learned that there didn't my Ovidle. Loimar Shahabal Mefer Devarm Shabena Labena. Namely, the Nidre Inoy Nefesh Behedyuk Sivi. Nadarim that caused Tsar. It says explicitly the husband could be Mefer. It says Choshwas Yisrael Anas Nefesh. Bein Ishla Ishtai is saying not only Nadarim that could cause suffering, the husband could be Mefer, but things that interfere with the relationship, with their intimacy. Later on, in the other parak, we'll explain what they are. Okay. Now the Gemara is an amazing shaila. The husband and the father are both made for the nadarim together. Yeah? So let's think about that. Is it that the husband cuts off part of the nether and the Baal cuts off part of the never? Or does the husband weaken it 50% across the board and the Baal weakens it the second? The nafkamin would be, let's say she assers two olives worth. So is it the husband is made for one and the Baal is made for the other? So let's say one of them was made for and she ate two olives, so did she definitely violate one olive's worth? Or do we say no? They're both mefer 50%. So if one of them is mefer, he was mefer 50% of both olives. Is it, let's say she asked her two olives, so one nullifies one olive and the other nullifies the second olive? Or do they do it, does each one knock it down a notch? In other words, do they cut it in half? Or do they weaken it? And the Gemara will explain the nafkamini. Boy luhu, in the yeshiva they had the following shaila. Baal megiz gayiz. Does a husband cut it? Ay miklish kalish. Or does he make it weak? So you say, what? That sounds like semantics. What difference does it make if he cuts it or he makes it weak? Look in the Ran. Ibailuhu, first wide line. Baal megiz gayiz a miklish kalish. Kalima oros she'enoi mefer ela b'shitfasei da'avin. Oros that only annuls with the partnership of the father. Kisha mefer chelkoi, when he annuls his half, megiz gayiz, does he cut it? Kalima shechoite chatzi aneder legamri. He cuts half of the nether completely. Umevatloi, and he's mevatloi, v'chetzio acher nishar chazak, and the other half remains strong. Kibetchila. V'lo yiklish le klal, and he doesn't weaken it at all. Oy miklish kalish, or does he weaken the whole thing? D'loy nema tachtecha chatzia neder d'levata lahu palga. It's not that he removes half of the neder v'idach palga k'dekoy koy, and the other half stands. Ela ba'afaras ha'oros miklish hu de kalish le kula neder. He weakens the whole thing. And the shaila that we're asking by the Baal, it's the same shaila about the father. In other words, do they, in other words, let's say she asers a chocolate cake. So is it, if the Baal, let's say she makes it now, I'm not eating this piece of chocolate cake. I'm not eating this pack of donuts. And there's 6 donuts in the pack. So is it the father's made for 3 donuts and the husband's made for the donuts? Or no, each one is made for a half of each donut. So Gemara says, what's the nafgamina? The Gemara says, Hechi kami bailan. What exactly is the question? What are we asking about? Kugan denodra mitrain zaysen. Let's say she made a neder from 2 olives. Vishama arus. And the Aris heard, the Heferla, and he was made for it. The Achal Tinon, and she ate both of the olives. Iyamina Megas Gaias, if we say he cut it in half, Lakia, she's going to get Malkus. Because even though the husband was made for the Neder, he only cut half. He cut one of the olives. But the other olive, she still ate, so she's going to get Malkus. So Iyamrina Megas, guys, if we say he cut it, Lakia, she's going to get Malkus. Iyamrina Miklash Kalash, if he weakens it, so then he weakened the eating the nether on both of the olives. So if she ate both of the olives, she never ate a whole olive, but Isser. So she only violated an Isser because Chatzi Shir is Asser, but she never ate a Zayas worth. Isura Ba'alma, who? It's all she's violating is an Isser. Mai, what's the halacha? Look in the Ran. Hechi kami bailan, kolomer lamai nafgamina. Dinodra mitre zesin. She asked her 2 olives, yiduin, 2 known olives, vachal tenun letarvayo. She ate both of them. Iamrin megas gaiz lakia. If he cut it in half, we're going to give Malkus. Dinahid behafaras aras. It's true, in the annulment of the aras, paka Isser dechad zesa. The Isser of one of the olives was removed. Idach kideka kai kai. The other one stands. The lakiela, you're going to get Malkus on it. Miu, however, kiven doloy adinan hai minayu kai bi isura. Nevertheless, since we don't know which one stands in its Isser, loy lakia da achle tarvai, and he's not going to get Malkus until she ate both. In other words, if she ate one, Why would she only get Malkus if she ate both olives? Because if she ate one olive, well, maybe that's the olive that the husband was made for. You know, we don't know which one is which. But vi amrit miklish kolish, there's no Malkus like a Malkus to ha kolish le kulinidra. He weakened the whole nether, v'lek ali serba alma.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Why? What's the difference? Why do you have to have 2 olives? Why can't you say this is the case of just 1 olive? You know, you're saying shteizaisa.
Because if we cut it in half, right, and she ate 1 olive.
Or it's not really olives. It's just olive sizes. Of things you need
either a kezias. You need a kezias. You're only going to get Malkus if you eat a kezias worth. So you want to know, why does it have to be 2 olives? Could it be a piece of chocolate cake that's the size of 2 olives?
Yeah, I would think yes.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree. Okay. So, Mai, what's the halacha? Tashma. Come in here. Emosai. Okay. Now, this is talking about a brisa in a situation where the husband and the father, about Naramarasa, they both are mefer together. And it says, if let's say the father dies, the husband does not get the full capacity to be mefer. And now, she's basically stuck and nobody can be made for an Adar. But if the husband dies, then the father does get the right to be made for. Okay? So it's going on that second halacha. It's saying, the Brisa is saying, if the husband dies, the father could be made for. But it's going to depend on, as long as the husband did not certify the neder before he died. Because if he certified, then even though technically she falls completely to the father's rishus, the problem is the husband already certified it before he died. So the Braisa says like this, we're not even going to see the full proof tonight, we're just going to start it. Tashma, emasai amru mei sabal nisroikna rishus av. When do we say, if the husband died, the domain empties for the father, to the father? When do we say if the husband dies, the domain empties to the father? Bizman shaloi shama habal kaidem shayamas. It's talking about the husband didn't hear it before he died. So either the husband didn't hear the neder, oisha shama the hefer, or he heard it and he was mefer. Oisha shama v'shasak, or he heard it and he was silent, but he wasn't silent for a full day because he died that day. Umeis boy biyom, and he died that day. Zuhi shashaninu, this is the case that we learned, meis habal nisroik narishus la'av. If the husband dies, his domain empties out to the father. Let's see the Ran. Tashma. Emasai amru meis habal nisroik narishus la'av, as much as shama habal kodem shemeis, he didn't hear it, or he heard it and he was mefer, or he heard it and he was silent and he died on that day. The reason why he had to die on that day, that's going on the case of Ashama Vishasak Koi. It's going on the case where he heard and he was silent and he died on that day. It's Dafka that day. The Akati Loi Kaime Bal, because the husband wasn't Mekaime yet. So therefore, Yachal Avla Hafer. If the husband heard it and he died the next day, loy, the father cannot be mefer. The kaimei bal, because the husband certified it. The kivan shalai hafer, since he heard it and he was silent and he wasn't made for it, gale daite de menech nichale, he's showing that he was pleased with it. Hokach ina av haba mikoicha yachal hafer. Therefore, the father who is inheriting the power of the husband can't be mefer. Okay, aval shama, if the husband heard vehefer and he annulled it, afilu meis biyom shel achrav, even if he died the next day, yachal hafer, the father could be mefer. Daaf agav de mechimai slei bal batla hafarasa, even though the annulment of the husband is batal when he dies, va'av tzarch lahafer chelik habal, and the father has to be mefer for him and the husband, im chelkoi. But the husband doesn't interfere. Afilu hachi kiman shekvar hafer, since the father was mefer, I efshar delhavi gabi bal kahakama. It's not considered an affirmation by the husband. Afal pishin is bala for us, even though his annulment was batal. Dami komagam galay daite, because he showed, even though the husband's hafara has no meaning, but one thing we do know, he showed he didn't want the neder, so therefore the husband, the father, could inherit his power. He showed that he was not pleased with it. And there's nothing more he could have done. Okay, and we'll see the seifa of this braisa tomorrow, not tomorrow, Tuesday night. Tomorrow night, I can't give a share. So we'll pick it up. Samach Chesam is a very short Amud. We'll do that, Bez Hashem, Tuesday night. Okay? Shkoyach, everyone. Kol Tov, good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
good night. Okay. Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.